As I study the Bible more and more and really learn to hear the heart of God, I realize something new about him. I realize that God really likes new things. Maybe you've heard about how Jesus is the new Adam, the new Messiah, or the new Moses, or how Mary is the new Eve, or the new Ark of the Covenant. And we heard last Saturday, too, how John the Baptist was the new Elijah. And so today, God is presenting us with someone new again. And we need to consider how John the Baptist, and how is he the new Samson? When we compare the first reading in the Gospel, some similarities arise. With the birth of John the Baptist and Samson, their birth is announced by an angel. Both of their mothers were barren before that, and both men were inspired by the Holy Spirit, either before their birth or after their birth. Yet there is one last parallel. Maybe you caught it. They are both not to be exposed to wine or strong drink. This is heavily emphasized, and the angel announces this to the mother of Samson and to Zechariah, the father of John. And in the book of Judges, we understand why the angel emphasizes this. He emphasizes because they are both to be consecrated from the womb. There's an ancient Israelite tradition that comes from the book of Numbers where you could take a vow and you could be called someone called a Nazarite. Nazarites are kind of like the monks of the church, the monks of our Catholic church. And so they were like the Jewish monks of their time. In order to become a Nazarite, what you would have to do is you would have to fulfill three things. You couldn't cut your hair. You couldn't go near a dead corpse. And the last thing was you couldn't consume anything by grapes. And that is, you couldn't drink any wine. And in fulfilling these three things, you become a Nazarite. In other words, someone who is consecrated or set apart for God. And so just as Samson was consecrated to God from his birth, so too John the Baptist was consecrated from his birth as well. And then this brings us to the reason why the church gives us these readings during Advent. Just as Samson was called, as we hear in the first reading, to begin the deliverance of Israel from the power of the Philistines, so too John the Baptist was called to begin the deliverance of Israel and the whole world from the power of sin. The Philistines were the constant enemies of Israel before the time of David and even during the reign of King David. And Samson defeated many Philistines during his time, and he defeated them with the jawbone of a donkey once. But John the Baptist will help defeat the greater enemy of Israel, sin itself. And he will do this by preaching a baptism of repentance and preparing the people for the coming of the Lord. And so that's why we can say today, John the Baptist is the new Samson. However, John the Baptist is the new Samson because he fulfilled more perfectly what Samson failed to do. We know the story about Samson, how Samson was the man who destroyed many of those Philistines by pulling those pillars upon himself, sacrificing his own life to destroy the Philistines, or many of them. But if we actually read the story prior to that, we actually find out that Samson was not actually the most upright man. He actually violated one of his vows, one of his Nazarite vows, by going near the corpse of a lion just to get some honey. He visited the house of a prostitute, and he lived selfishly for himself, disregarding his family. Eventually, he sacrificed his life to defeat those Philistines, but he actually put himself in that situation by telling Delilah where his strength came from. And so Samson really was only consecrated to God with his hair, and not really with his heart, like John the Baptist, who was consecrated with his whole heart and was on fire and eager for the coming of the Messiah. And so as we approach Christmas, as we approach the birth of our King, we need to ask ourselves whether we are only consecrated to the Lord with our hair and not with our hearts. In other words, we need to ask ourselves, have we dedicated ourselves in the externals of Christmas? We've dedicated our homes, our music, our dinners with turkey and Christmas trees and all these decorations. But do we have that internal dedication with our hearts, our faithfulness to prayer, a love for our neighbors, for the poor, true repentance, and the aspiration for sanctity? May the Lord shape us according to his will, so that we too may be like John the Baptist, dedicated to God with our hair and our hearts, so that we can become a new person, a new Deacon Troy, a new Jack, a new Susie, a new Samson.